It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. This week's wet weather has helped firefighters with two wildfires on the western slope. Both the Pine Gulch and Grizzly Creek fire are more than 90% contained. But Cordell Taylor on the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction warns the area is still vulnerable to wildfires this season.
You know, in 2 weeks, we could be back to very hot and dry conditions.
That fire near Grand Junction is the largest in Colorado history at 139,000 acres. West of Fort Collins, the Cameron Peak Fire is holding at just over 100,000 acres. The weather this week broke some records around Denver. The city set its new all-time record high for September, 101 degrees last Saturday. That was also the metro area's latest triple-digit day on record. The storm also made the shortest number of days between that kind of heat and snow in Denver. A group opposing the repeal of Colorado's Gallagher Amendment, which limits property taxes, filed suit against the state Wednesday. The group says legislators manipulated how the repeal was described in the Blue Book Voters Guide. Dennis Gallagher is the amendment's author.
They want to raise property taxes by $230 million, and over 5 years, it'll be at $1 billion. What they did is turn the Blue Book into a campaign propaganda book.
Legislators say the repeal is needed to prevent more cuts to government services like schools and fire departments. The number of Coloradans seeking unemployment benefits continues to dip lower. Colorado labor officials say fewer people applied for unemployment last week than the week before. Just under 6,000 people filed new unemployment claims. The number of new claims each week has been on a mostly downward trend since mid-April, when more than 100,000 people filed for unemployment in 1 week because of the coronavirus. Colorado weather is wet and cool again today. It should be sunny and warmer across the state tomorrow and for the weekend. This is CPR News.